Hello, loves. Are you ready to embark on a soul-stirring adventure? If you are, hell yes. If not, well, get ready, babes. Because at Love Lighthouse, we are all about starting the transformative journey of healing and awakening to the true you. So let's go. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Have you ever gone through a time in your life when you felt like your emotions were just all over the place? Maybe just this roller coaster of a ride that you were on based on something that you were going through in your life. I definitely know I have. And it can sometimes be a chain reaction for our close-knit relationships. When we are going through something, then it affects our partner, our children, you know, it can affect your friendships. It can affect so many different areas of your life. It's almost like bad moods are contagious. Like you can catch the bad mood as if you can catch the flu or the cold or something from someone else, right? So controlling your emotions and actually learning how to navigate through various situations in life can really, really help us over time to really maintain our well-being and also really help the people in our lives as well when we can figure out how to navigate our emotions. And so today I want to get into how we can regulate our emotions, how we can actually get really good at navigating through different things in life. I was talking to someone recently and she was talking about how her child has been going through, I mean, he's a toddler. And so there are moments, obviously, that toddlers are going through different phases in their life. Any of you parents understand that you definitely have witnessed that with your own children. But he has been going through a phase as a toddler where he would get these fits of rage and she was concerned about him. And as she became concerned about him, then that wasn't helping. And so she started to learn what can she do to help her child? Because if your child is upset and then you jump in it with them, then it just makes the problem even bigger. It makes the emotions even more intense. Or even your partner, like let's say your husband comes home or your wife comes home and they are really worried or really upset. If you jump in that worry with them, you know that it makes the problem so much bigger, right? So we can look around and we can see people that are really good. It's like they're emotionally wise. They're emotionally mature and they're really good at handling different situations in life. As opposed to, you can look at the opposite. You can look at people who they're very emotionally immature. And so whenever something happens in their life, they just go to a space of explosion. I'm sure someone's probably coming to your mind as I say that because you're like, oh yeah, I can think of this person, right? The good news is it's not like you were just born that way. You know, that you get what you get and there's nothing you can do about it. This is something that you can develop. In fact, everything in life, I believe that you can grow, you can change, you can evolve into something higher, something more in alignment with who we really are. We can really learn and grow. And so I look back on different times in my life that I went through emotional things. And when I look at like young Jen, right, let's say young Jen in her 20s, which was a very emotional time for me, I look at that girl and I'm like, girl, get a grip, get a grip, you know, because she was very emotionally immature. She didn't know how to navigate different things being thrown at her. Now, during that time, I learned so much. I'm really grateful for that time. And because of that, it's like going through a major training period, right? Where you are an amateur and you really have a lot thrown at you. And then you can kind of come out on the other side somewhat as an expert. It's like, I feel like I got a PhD in regulating emotions during my 20s. And then of course my 30s. So continuing to just learn those skills can really, really help us in life. But why do we care about this? I want to speak to shining the light on why it matters so much. Well, you can be that beacon of strength for you to learn how to really stay in your power, stay in your strength when different things are thrown at you in life. Man, it affects all areas of your life. It affects all the people that are in your life because it really is a ripple effect, right? So if you're knocked off kilter because of something that happened in your life, something painful, something hard, and you're laying on the ground, energetically speaking, right? You're laying in bed crying, you're in a space of weakness. You know, a lot of people count on you in life. You know, how are you going to be there for your children? How are you going to be there for your clients? Your business could totally go under because you experience something painful in your life. And it doesn't need to. You can still get through hard things and challenging things, painful things, and stay in your power. I have been very vocal about this year. You know, if you've been listening to my podcast, you know that I have grieved deeply this year. I've talked a lot about, and I've shared my grieving with many of you that are my listeners. And I've gone through saying goodbye to my father in physical form. And he is, I say is, because, you know, so many times when people have a loved one pass, they speak about him in the past tense. He is one of my favorite souls. I love my father so much. And saying goodbye to him in physical form was really, really hard. And I still have these waves of grief that hit me throughout the year. And I'm not ignoring them. I don't stuff that down. I don't say, no, I'm not going to feel that. I allow it to move through me, but not knock me down to where I can't show up in life because I am grieving so hard, right? That's not what our loved ones would want. Going through a loved one's passing is definitely, I believe it's the hardest thing that we have to go through as humans. And that's not what our loved ones would want. They wouldn't want it to just destroy our lives because we are grieving. And grief is just one of the things that we go through as humans. I'm using it as an example because it's one of the hardest things, but many, many other things, right? Our children going through hard times. If we just jump in that chaos with them, the pain or any of those lower vibration emotions, we're not in a place of power and we're not helping the situation. I think back on my mom, and she was a rock star at navigating emotions. When we were in serious situations with my dad and his health, and I remember I'd always look to my mom to go, wait, should I be freaking out right now? And she was always very calm and steady, and she would always speak in a positive way of like, dad's going to be fine, everything's going to be okay. And now I can really appreciate that about her, because at the time I didn't really realize what a gift that was. I didn't see my mom in a space of fear, of panic when she was navigating through my father's health issues, very serious health issues that she navigated through with young children with him. And she remained that pillar of strength for us. So that's the goal here. That's what I want to go into to help you do for your family and the people in your life, because it's a really, really powerful skill to learn. Okay. So, you know, emotions are natural. It's a natural part of being a human. And it's possible to develop these strengths on how to manage and regulate them. And that's the goal. It's not to not feel them, just to stuff them. And the other side of that is to completely go into all the emotions and just be there. No, we want the dance. We want to be more in the middle of the road here. So we feel them, we let them move through us, but we stay in our power. Okay. So I'm going to give you some effective ways to control your emotions, regulate your emotions today. So first thing I want you to think of is, number one, recognize and acknowledge your emotions. You know, humans have gotten really good at being in a space of apathy, where we just become unaware, we become numb, we dull our lives, we numb out by grabbing, I call it grabbing your baba, whatever that is to get you to zone out, whether it's alcohol, pop in a bottle, Netflix, junk food, whatever it is to get you to numb out, zone out, right? You can't do that. That's you just stuffing your emotions, and they come back with a vengeance because they're always going to be there waiting for you to acknowledge and recognize. So the first thing is just start by becoming aware of your emotions and accepting them without judgment. It's like talking about me going through this grieving process with my father. If I were to judge myself of like, Jen, why are you upset? You know your father's still here in spirit form. You know that you're going to be with him again. You truly have a strong spiritual foundation of the divine and afterlife, and that death doesn't truly exist, that you're going to be with him forever. That's what you believe. So if I was judging myself and beating up on myself for grieving deeply because I miss his physical form, I miss his voice and being able to go see him and hug him and play games with him. If I was judging myself by recognizing my emotions and then judging it, I'm not going to be able to be in a space of power, right? Because now I'm beating myself up. And so accepting, it's okay, right? It's okay if you're grieving. It's okay if you're upset. Allowing that emotion to move through you, but paying attention to the physical sensations that are associated with those different emotions. Like if you're stressed, if you're worried about money, where do you feel that in your body? Instead of just ignoring that pit in your stomach or the tenseness in your shoulders because you're not breathing or whatever it is that's happening in your physical body, by not acknowledging it or recognizing it, there's nothing you can do about it. But as soon as you become aware of it, now you have all the power. So just recognizing, acknowledging, and then allowing yourself to feel those emotions without judgment, I think is really, really important. Okay. Number two, ground yourself by practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness is being fully present in the moment and observing your thoughts and emotions without attachment. Just recognizing that you've been holding your breath, or that you've been tense, or that you've been feeling really sad, or whatever it is you've been feeling, just being aware of that, allowing yourself to be here in the present moment. Doesn't that feel good? Just do that right now, okay? Just allow yourself to let everything go. And maybe you put your, if you're writing notes, maybe you put your pen down. You just allow yourself to be here right now in the moment, okay? Number three, recognize triggers. Identify triggers. Are there specific situations or people or events that trigger a strong emotional response from you? Social media is a big one on this. There's probably people on your social media that are energetically punching you in the face, so to speak. And you might go, what? What are you talking about? Well, there's probably people on your social media that either are a connection to something that reminds you from you know, something painful. Maybe you had a breakup and you've got your ex-husband or your ex-wife's family all on there and you see them constantly, and it's a reminder of that pain that you've gone through. Now, again, I'm not telling you to ignore it, but if there's these triggers and you're ignoring these triggers that are sucker punching you on a continual basis, allow yourself to just kind of remove those. And I'm not telling you to delete all these people off of your Facebook or your Instagram or, you know, whatever. You can mute their posts. You can mute them from coming right up on to your feed constantly and give yourself that space to be able to move past things. Maybe it's raw because maybe you just went through a divorce and maybe you need some time to heal. And by constantly getting those triggers thrown in your face, it's hard to regulate those emotions because you're constantly getting into a space of anger or fear or sadness on a daily basis. And so maybe you need to mute some people. Yeah. I'm sure there's someone on your feed that is probably conjuring up some feelings. If you haven't done this yet, if you haven't energetically cleared out your feed, okay? Or maybe you're hanging out with people that are constantly bringing things up in your face that are triggers and you're not aware of it because you care about these people and you're like, well, I'm not going to just let these people out of my life. But maybe you need to take a little bit of a break just for your own self-care, for you to regulate your emotions and heal. Okay. So you matter. You matter. You're the one that you got to take care of yourself first and allow yourself to, you know, if you're getting triggered by somebody or something, then allow yourself to kind of step back from that for a minute. Okay. Number four. Take a pause. When you feel overwhelmed by your emotions, take a moment just to step back, breathe. Something I have to remind myself is I can get in go mode. Many of you are probably can relate to this where you're movers and shakers, maybe your parents, you're married, you've got a home to take care of, maybe you're a business owner, you've got so many things to constantly be doing. And so maybe you don't allow yourself to pause very often because you're like, there's so many things that need to be done. I don't have time to pause. Oh, but you do, my dear. You do and you must. Because if you are wearing yourself out, if you are massively overwhelmed, if you do not allow yourself to just get your comfies on, plop down on the sofa, watch your favorite show with your favorite sippy cup of whatever you want, or allow yourself to take a nap, or say, you know what, I'm going to clear my entire day and I'm just going to put on my to-do list fun. Or relax, or enjoy, and you have no plans and you go where the wind blows you that day. How amazing does that sound? Some of you are like, oh yeah, right. You got to do it every once in a while. And it is very, very rejuvenating. The next day, talk about regulating your emotions. What happens is your cup goes and you start to fill your cup. And the next day you're stepping into your life full and calm. And it's really good. As long as you truly use that pause to rejuvenate. Hey guys, if you are enjoying today's podcast, I invite you to come and be a part of my tribe. We go deeper into all of these kinds of topics. You can find out all the details at awakenwithjen.com. I will also drop the link in the show notes. I can't wait to see you there and let's grow together. If you're using that pause, yet in your mind, you're constantly worrying about taking this time off. Some of you can relate to this because you go on trips and the whole time you're on a trip, you're worried about the time you're taking off. Are you really rejuvenating yourself? No, most likely not, because you're stressing yourself out while you're supposed to be rejuvenating. Many of you are going, oh my gosh, yes, I'm having some massive ahas right now. If you're going to take the time off, take the time off. Energetically, emotionally, let your mind sit down and be there and enjoy, okay? Because you're going to get so much out of that. You're going to be so much more effective when you step back into life, when you step back into the office on Monday, if you've truly let yourself calm down and nourish yourself over the weekend or on Sunday or whatever, right? So allow yourself to breathe. Deep breathing exercises, going for a walk, listening to music can really help you regain that strength. Okay. Number five, challenge your negative thoughts. Now, this is one that it takes so much skill. It's a skill that you learn. It's kind of like going fishing with a net. You know those bug catchers where you catch these different bugs when you're a kid and you have that bug catcher kit, okay? Think of that with your thoughts. It's like you're catching these negative thoughts, but most of us are completely unaware and we just allow ourselves to go on autopilot, these negative thoughts over and over again, and we just accept them as truth. But guess what? They're BS. They're not true. And they're not helping anybody, especially you, right? So challenge those negative thoughts. First, you have to catch them. First, you have to become aware of what's going on in here, loop-de-loop, over and over again in your mind. But negative thoughts can intensify. They do intensify your negative emotions. They're all connected. So as soon as you think something, then it's like, oh, your emotions start to go, oh, wait a second. I'm thinking this. Now I got to feel this because that's going to follow suit. And so when you become aware and you're conscious about what's going on in your mind, and then now your heart, because now your emotions are following suit, and you replace those, now you can replace those with more realistic and positive thoughts, which radically shift your emotions. So you could literally sit down right now. You could close your eyes. You could think of something that scares the bejeebers out of you or makes you really upset. Or maybe you could go to a memory of yours that was really painful. And you are now in it. You're now living that. You're feeling it in your heart. You're feeling it in your stomach, in your body. You're physically feeling it. On the flip side, you could take a breath. You could blow that out and you could shift. You could shift within seconds. You could shift and you could go to a place that you either remember or you want to happen in the future, or it's something that's kind of happening in your life now that you're excited about. Maybe you've recently fell in love, or maybe you're remembering back on when you fell in love with your spouse and how magical it was. Or maybe you can reflect on that moment they laid your baby in your arms. Wow, what a beautiful moment that was, right? Maybe you go to a time when you won something, or you got an award, or you felt like you were the top of your game, or you had a standing ovation. You felt like a winner, or you are envisioning that happening in the future. Maybe you think about that moment that you found your dream home and you moved in, or you are picturing that in the future. Again, it doesn't matter, past, present, future. You can allow your mind to go there. And guess what happens? Your emotions follow suit. And you didn't go anywhere. You didn't do anything. You literally just closed your eyes and you pictured two radically different scenarios, one negative and one positive. And you were able to feel completely different emotions. Wow, that's powerful. That shows you that you do have all the power to regulate how you feel, regulate your emotions, which in turn regulate what you're creating in the future, because you're always creating. every second, every minute of every day. So that's the fifth one, is you just pay attention. And if you are in a space of negativity in your mind, challenge that and go somewhere else. Go to replace it with a positive. Okay. Number six, seek support. So don't be afraid to reach out to friends that you trust or family members, or find people that are your tribe that will love and support you during a challenging time in your life. Sometimes just talking about your feelings can give you so much relief. I was talking to a client recently, and you know, she was saying how sad she's been feeling. She's just been feeling so sad and overwhelmed. And when she thinks about her life, she just feels tired, right? Because it's like she's in a situation where she doesn't know what to do. She's frustrated. It's been kind of the same thing for several years, and she is at a space of frustration. Well, I asked her what she does. Does she talk to anyone? And she said no. But what she's been doing is she's been holding it all in. Like, that sadness has been locked within her because she hasn't been talking to her friends or her family about it, because that doesn't really help, because then they're just going to judge the situation. And so finding someone who is non-judgmental, truly supportive. So let's say you've got something going on with your relationship, and you want to have a trusted source that you talk to about your partner. That's hard to find when it's your friends, your family, your parents, because many times they are really emotionally connected to you in the situation. And so they start to get really judgy about it, right? A lot of you are like shaking your head because you're like, yeah, I feel that. That's why finding a coach or someone like that is a really great sounding board, because what that does is, for example, with this client, when she brings that up, because it's like poison locked within you. It's that sadness, that pain that's just stuck in there. Okay. But what you do is when you open your mouth and you start to say it, you start to let that poison out. Okay. Now, the reason it needs to be somebody that's a trusted source is because now they can, like, it's gone, it's transmuted, it helped. But if you're speaking to someone who is now in a space of judgment, that toxicity is now coming back to you. And it's like, it's, you're worse off, because you didn't really, really vent. You actually got judgment thrown at you. Like, well, you dummy, why aren't you doing anything about it? Why are you still with them? Or why are you still with her? Or why aren't you strong enough? Whether they say that or not, energetically, if they're thinking that, then you feel it, you get that message. And so that's why, you see, that's why it doesn't help. So you've got to have trusted sources that you're allowing yourself to get that support and let go of that poison that's locked within you. Okay. And they can also help you get some relief by gaining a different perspective. Many times, this is what I see so many times with my clients. They literally say their own answers just by me having that space for them to talk. As the words come out of their mouth, they have these massive ahas and they go, oh my gosh, okay, I just said my own answer. Because now they're verbalizing it, right? So very, very powerful. Okay, number seven, engage in self-care. Taking care of your physical and mental well-being has such a positive impact on your emotions. It's no secret. We've talked about it for many, many years. People have known that there's a link between endorphins and, you know, you can sweat out that emotion. You get these positive endorphins to your brain when you move, when you have that self-care, and you move, and when you nourish your body with nutrients, now your brain can think more clearly when you're eating healthy food, clean food, when you're drinking clean water. Our body is about 70% water. So if you're not hydrated properly, and I don't mean by pouring in a bunch of, you know, oil and syrup into your body through all the crappy stuff that we drink in our sodas and food dyes and sugars and all those things. I mean good, clean, pure water. If you're not properly hydrating, your brain cells, they can't function right. And so many times we can't regulate our emotions if we are dehydrated because we can't think properly. And so it all goes together. So drink a lot of clean, pure water, nourish your body, exercise, have fun, be around loved ones. That's definitely self-care. Self-care is really just increasing your chi, which is positive energy flow. So having a hobby, watching your favorite show, doing something that has a positive impact on you. I mean, if your favorite show is gnarly, if it's something that is toxic, well, then that's not a positive influence on you. So I mean something that's positive, and that's self-care, right? So really prioritizing self-care. I know for my husband, it was a game changer when he started really getting serious about practicing jiu-jitsu. Talk about someone who has regulated, has grown in regulating their emotions. I look at him from when we met, and he has grown so much over the years and gotten so much better at regulating his emotions. And a big part of it is his self-care through jiu-jitsu. And so that's something for him that he has found that outlet. And for a lot of men, them regulating their emotions, it can be a challenge because they really are taught and trained as a small child to lock away their emotions and throw away the key. They many times don't talk to many people. I mean, look at a man. Okay. And I know that, you know, this is not every single man, but generally speaking, if a woman wants to go to counseling, most men are going to, that is going to be the last resort to them. They do not want to go and sit down and talk about their problems to most people, especially in front of their partner. And so finding ways to let that emotion go out of you, whether it's through playing golf with their buddies and laughing and having that, that's a good self-care, right? Whatever it is that's a good self-care for them, sweating it out on the mat by doing jiu-jitsu or going to the gym or whatever it is for them, that can be so, so effective for them regulating their emotions. And for men, it usually shows up as anger when they have a lot of emotions within them that are wreaking havoc. If they're sad, it's going to show up as anger many times because they don't want to appear sad. And so they get frustrated, right? So number 9, look at problem solving. Like, how can you engage in problem solving if you have a lot of emotions and they're related to a specific problem or challenge? Focus on finding a solution instead of just being like, man, this sucks and this is the way it is. Well, is there something you can do about it? So for example, if let's say you're having a lot of emotional response due to your work situation and you're really frustrated or upset with your boss or with your industry or whatever's going on, does that mean that there's nothing you can do about it and you have to just accept it and just be in a space of pain or misery or sadness or fear? No. Figure out some solutions. Do something about it. Now, sometimes you can't do something about it. Like, let's say a passing or a death in the family or, you know, something like that, or going through a miscarriage or something like that. Maybe you can't have a lot of problem solving, but a lot of times you can. There are situations in life that there's issues that arise and you can break the problem down into smaller, manageable steps and start to take action. As soon as you start moving forward, you start to feel excited. You start to feel like, okay, now we're getting somewhere. Like, let's say, using the job example, that you start looking at other jobs or you start looking at other opportunities. As soon as you start realizing there's other options out there, then what does that do for your emotions? It helps you really, really feel so much better because now you have hope, right? And the last one, number 10, find professional help if you need to. If you need a coach, if you need, you know, someone that isn't just a friend, but it's someone that can really help you navigate through something that you're going through in life that is heavy, is serious, or even, you know, you just want to like show up in life better for your kids, for your family, then find somebody to help guide you and to really be that person of support for you. What will happen over time is you will get really good. You will become a rock star at navigating your emotions. And in turn, like I said, the ripple effect, your kids will learn so much by watching you. Just like I say, I would watch my mom, and I didn't recognize it back then, what a rock star she was at it. But now I do. And that is really cool. And I think that she gave me a major gift by navigating through those scary situations in our family by remaining calm, because now I can do that for my family, you know, just by remembering her example. So controlling your emotions, regulating your emotions, it takes time. You know, be patient with yourself, but more than anything, start to practice some of these steps and become aware, because when you're not aware, which most of us aren't when it comes to our emotions, we are really good at numbing out. The bottle, or, you know, the weed or the Netflix or whatever, that is very destructive and it's going to hold you back. So allow yourself to feel it and allow yourself to heal it, because you deserve it. Okay. Have a fabulous week. I will talk to you next week. Bye for now. If this podcast means something to you, it would mean so much to us if you would be willing to take 30 seconds to do these three things. First, can you please follow or subscribe to Love Lighthouse? Following helps you because you'll never miss an episode, and it helps us because we won't miss you. To do this, just go to the Love Lighthouse show page on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and then just tap the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner or click on follow. This is the most important thing you can do for Love Lighthouse. While you're there, if you'd be willing to give us a 5-star rating and review, and then share this episode with someone you love. Thank you so much, dear. I'll see you next time.